that said they couldn't come to Nauticon for one reason or another. Aaron's not even 1 year old and he's here.
Now?
Yes, I do.
All right. I want to welcome everybody to a third Nauticon, which the first year we didn't realize this was going to happen. I want to start out by thanking all of our sponsors. We have N2Net supplied our uplink, the Hacker Foundation, No Starch Press, Ubuntu Linux, Senton, Sam's, Friends of Ed, the BBS documentary, ShmooCon, Rentech Solutions for all the projectors that we've got here, O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
O'Reilly, A-Press, NVIDIA, Wiley Cybex, and Balls.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, please thank them by supporting them. Yeah. We do have Balls available in the ensuite upstairs, second floor.
Balls. First thing, I want to thank Jody, as I did in the program, for really helping Nauticon happen this year, because she was the one that kicked me in the ass to make sure stuff got done. I think this is hopefully going to be our best year yet. We had over 204 people pre-register for the event this year, which is three times what we had last year, so that's a good first step. Obviously, most of them aren't here yet, but they will be, I'm sure. Unfortunately, we did have a number of bad schedule changes. A couple people couldn't be with us. Most importantly, Daniel Wilson and Richard Forno. Daniel suffered a serious loss in his family and had to take care of his family this weekend. And likewise, Richard Forno has a very serious medical issue that he's in the process of dealing with right now. So they send their deepest regrets for not being able to be here, and they're going to make every effort to be here next year to have some fun with us and to share their knowledge and experiences. Just as you probably know, we do have an updated schedule. I worked on these until about 1:30 last night and spent 2 hours in Kinko's this morning. So hopefully we should have everybody as up to date as possible with our current schedule lineup, and we also have our addendums for our additional speakers. Also this year, for those interested, we have the 2006 scavenger hunt put together by the Cat, who helped us judge. She didn't help us judge last year, but she did a good job and really was pretty creative, so she threw this list together. One other thing that we're doing a little different this year is doing a raffle, and I know that kind of sounds kind of weird, but what we tried to avoid was last year when we gave a speaker a prize and told the speaker, you will give this prize away, and they're like, okay. So this year, hopefully, you might get prizes you actually want. And we'll have a whole bunch of different ways where you can get tickets by filling out our survey, by answering questions and talks. You know, speakers can give them out. In addition to other freebies they may have given out, we'll give you some tickets for buying swag, and you get one for just walking in the door. And the way it's going to work is there's a rather ghetto piece of a set of PVC pipes up in the con suite, which is also new this year, on the second floor, where you could just drop your ticket into a PVC pipe, and that allegedly corresponds to a prize. I don't think we have that finished yet, but we're working on it. And that way, we'll be doing prize drawings before NFS teachers tonight, before the town show tomorrow, and during closing ceremonies tomorrow, and we're just going to hopefully give away everything on Sunday. Closing ceremonies better not be tomorrow. I'm in trouble. But to kind of talk about the conflict again, we kind of borrowed this idea from a number of other events, such as PangoCon and FreakNet and a whole bunch of other things. So basically what it was is I dropped about $600 to $700 on food and pop and stuff upstairs for you guys to just go at and enjoy, including, you know, even though Balls donated three cases, I bought an additional five, so that's 200 bottles of Balls. My staff has already gone through most of one case.
We're trying to make up for the fact that there's not a lot of food in the area to at least supply some snacks to keep you guys alive.
Because I realize, you know, how important it is. And likewise, we got a local coffee place, Phoenix Coffee, who makes some of the best coffee in Cleveland, gave us a 5-pound bag of coffee. So we're going to hopefully be having coffee flowing all weekend for you guys for free. Trying to give you good value for your money. I thank you all for coming to Cleveland. I mean, it makes sense that on the first day of Nauticon, it looks like crap outside. I guarantee it won't get any better. So stay inside, listen to some good talks. We do have an event this evening that I want Jim to tell you about. Tomorrow, instead of having the Nauta Rave, because that was kind of weird. Who was here last year? Yeah, who saw the rave? Who is glad we're not doing that again this year? Keep the hands up. That didn't work out too well, but we are still going to have some pretty big electronic music acts, including the owner of the best local record shop here in Cleveland for electronic dance music, Doug Burkhart. And our big headliner is Keith Myers, who I flew out from Seattle, who's going to be spinning for us. He spun at DEF CON. He spun at SCHUCON. He spins at all these cons that he usually comes. I don't know what he's going to look like, but he comes with these like foot-and-a-half Liberty spikes, really throws down the track, sounds great, and he's going to be doing something to touch tomorrow.
Tonight.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're doing sort of an unofficial Natacon after party tonight at this place called the Touch Supper Club. I just put a whole bunch of flyers. They look like this. They're out on the registration desk. They tell you where it's at. It's basically just across the river. Also, the Food Network was there last night, so you know the food here is pretty damn good.
I heard you saw Rachel Ray.
Rachel, I was eating dinner there last night, and Rachel Ray walked in. Woo! Walked in to do some food filming there. So this place going on tonight over on the west side, just across the river. Probably be getting started around about 10:30 or so. Great music. Some local house people will be there. We're getting Keith Myers to go out there and spin some records for a while as well. Kitchen's open until 1 a.m., so can't go wrong.
You want some late night food out there and have our t-shirts?
I recommend the falafel and the Greek pizza.
Well, I think the big question is, do you have to like dress up for this or like?
No, you can be a complete and total scrub.
All right, show your badge. Yeah.
I also want to say for the 2600 members, you may have noticed this is the first Friday of the month. The Cleveland 2600 will be meeting in the hotel bar and in the pool room next to it. So if you want to participate in a multi-state 2600 meeting, that will also be going on tonight, probably around 7.
Yeah, I know we have members of MI 2600 here.
Minnesota
2600, Cleveland 2600.
Most of Ohio.
Yeah, almost all of Ohio. So hopefully we can check that out and have a good time. I can't think of too much else. I hope you have fun. Does anybody have any questions just kind of right off the bat that they want to throw at me? Yes, sir. 146.760, 146.880. Those are the two big ones. One of them is run by LIRA, the Lake Erie Amateur Radio Association.
Paul Timmons contacted LIRA, and they gave us authorization to use the repeater with no complaints for the weekend.
So 146.
And they may be stopping by at some point.
Yeah. So 146.76, they already blessed us to use it. Good repeater. Great question. Next one. Anybody else have a question or anything they want to ask? Comments? Just curious. Who's here has never been to Natacon before? Holy crap!
well, they're here early.
I'll just say this much then. We call it a hacker conference, but I fully admit it's not really. It's not like it's DEF CON. It's not Black Hat. It's not CANSEC West. Because if it was, you'd be in Vancouver right now. It's a little bit different. What we do is we not only hack computers and technology, but we hack music, we hack art, we hack community, we hack relationships. We try to bring it all together, and that's how we try to differentiate ourselves from everybody else. You'll see a lot of the same things, game shows, talks, and all that kind of stuff, but what we really encourage people to do is to kind of get out of their comfort zone, experience something new, learn something new, meet new people, meet people in subject areas that perhaps you aren't familiar with so you can find out something new to try. That's why we have Anything But Ethernet, which is our flagship contest, which this year is going to have some really crazy entries. I mean, people will be transferring packets over, model train sets. Last year we had semaphores, Lego printers, all kinds of cool stuff. Jason Scott's going to be doing his Natacon radio show, so, you know, if you want to sit down and get on the air, I mean, sit down and talk to him for 15 minutes. We'll have a whole bunch of real personalities here. Some people have been going to cons for, you know, maybe this is their 25th con, 30th con. I mean, Echo, if you ever see him come around later, you'll know who he is. He loved talking about the military. He'll be here. So there's a lot of characters here, and this is hopefully a place where you can find your own character. We try to be really respectful. We'll be around, so if you ever have any problems or have a question, ask us. And likewise, if you see somebody doing something not so cool, just let us know, and we'll try to take care of it. But we try to run a real clean show here, a real good show. But we want you to have fun, too. We're going to have a bar cart in here both nights, Friday and Saturday. So if you don't want to go all the way to the bar, we'll have a cash bar right there you can get loaded up at. Try not to get my staff too loaded because I might need them. Other than that, have a really
feel
good time.
Feel free to buy drinks for the people in yellow shirts if they're off duty.
Yeah, that's cool. Other than that, have fun. And if you have any complaints or comments, please let us know right away. We'll fix them. Thanks a lot for coming. Have a good time.